Christmas Eve candlelight service is a service of love, light, and deep joy. When we meditate upon the readings, we listen to the gospel, and somewhere within our hearts we realize that it was for him, for me, that the Savior was born. We feel the presence of the Lord, as we feel tonight. At the end of this service, we want to, and I want you to light the candles to communicate that the real light of this world and the real life of your life was born. He is born. By the way, when we think about the contrast of light and darkness, we can say it is huge, it is almost, and it is dramatic. This is why we hear our Lord Jesus say in the Bible, I am the light of the world. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Light of life. We people, we are longing for light. And the presence of light makes all the difference. I am from Nordic countries of Finland, Scandinavia. And back there, this time of year, it's very dark. There's hardly daylight time at all. Lots of darkness. In darkness, we cannot see, but in light, we can see. In the presence of darkness, we can't find our way. But in the light, it is easy to find our way. In the light, everything comes to life. This is why we are longing for the light. In darkness, just about everything shuts down, fades away, disappears. I remember years ago, I was traveling from Eilat, Israel, across the Sinai Desert to Cairo, Egypt. And we spent 2 nights at the desert of Sinai. By the way, quite an experience. I never knew when the songwriter writes about the darkness of the desert that that is what it means. I thought I knew what darkness meant before and means before, but not really before I experienced 2 nights at Sinai Desert. Right after sunset, it comes so dark, so deep dark. You might also say it is so thick that you can almost touch the darkness. It is unbelievable dark. You can't see anything in your horizon. And after sunset, you better get your flashlight or any light handy. Otherwise, you are not going to see anything whatsoever. It is very, very special feeling and experience to have. Now Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the whole world. We can translate it this to mean it is in him, in Christ, that we have find light. Is Christ in your heart tonight, my friend? Is Jesus the light of the world in your heart? Are you experiencing his light? This is why we symbolically light the candles tonight, to tell this world, to tell everyone in the sanctuary, there is Christ's light in me. I am living in his light. My life belongs to him who is my light. And we can see him, we can experience him. And we know that the real light is now showing my way. Our scripture says in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, that is called Christmas Gospel, there was no room in the inn for Mary and Joseph. I can't help it. Every time when I read this, I can picture the circumstance. It makes me very sad. There was no room for Mary and Joseph. There was no room for Jesus to be born. The light of the world to be born. Is there room in your heart for Christ to be born? To come into your heart? If ever before, then tonight. Finally, Mary and Joseph were escorted, were taken into a stall, an animal shelter, where people normally don't spend their nights. But there they were, inside that stall, that animal shelter. It was dry and I'm sure much warmer than outside in cold wind. Better than being outside in cold and dark. When you read these words from the gospel, no vacancy for Mary and Joseph, you can almost hear an unspoken question if you listen to the gospel. And the question is this: is there room in your heart for Christ to be born? Is there vacancy in your heart for Christ to rule, to reside, to be your Emmanuel, God with you? Namely, in today's world, there are still lots of places and countries that are closed for Jesus to enter. I have visited in many of those countries myself. They say there's no place for Christ, there's no place for Jesus. Would it be right to say that there was no physical place for Joseph and Mary? Yes. This was symbolizing a lack of spiritual room for Jesus in people's hearts and in lives. History is not much different today than it was 2,000 years ago. It is sad. And this is why we see how darkness gets more and more territory and room in this world. We know it, because there's no welcome for the light of the world. There's no welcome for our Savior, Jesus Christ. When we welcome Christ to come into our hearts, there will be light inside and out. You know it when you have experienced it. After welcoming Christ into your heart, you will not be in darkness anymore. You will never be alone anymore. You are living in the light, in Christ's light. I want to do something and some thinking as you light the candle tonight, symbolizing the Christ light in your heart. After lighting your Christ candle, maybe you want to join with millions of other Christians tonight with the testimony, Christ, the light of the world, was born into my heart. And if you have never made this confession, you can do it tonight as you light the candle that is going to symbolize the light that is in your heart. You can say there's no darkness anymore, maybe physically outside, but in my heart there's Christ's light. And I live by his light. We are welcoming you to step in to this light which is eternal, loving, caring, guiding and leading, and giving you peace today, tomorrow, and forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.